Yes, well, I just don't accept this attack on the integrity of the last government. It was that last government which introduced independent regulation to the NHS. It didn't exist before we came into government, but we brought it in on the back of the scandals at Bristol
sort of
and Alder Hey. One second. And that independent regulator uncovered, raised the alarm about the problems at midstaffs using the mortality data. And later in our time in government, I brought in Robert Francis to investigate what went wrong at Stafford. But I also took action in respect of Basildon, one of the trusts that Bruce Keogh was looking at, when the mortality data was published in late 2009. So it isn't possible to say that we just ignored warnings. The evidence says we did precisely the opposite, and I am not prepared to accept this attack on the individuals, the integrity of the individuals who served in the last government.
You did reject a public inquiry into what was going on in midstaffs.
When I arrived in the Department of Health in June 2009, I was clear that there had to be a process of inquiry to establish precisely what went wrong at Stafford Hospital. And that was my view. I received official advice from the government, from the full weight of the government mind, that no further inquiry was needed.
What's that mean, the government? You were the government.
The civil service advised me that there should be no further process of inquiry at Stafford, that enough was known and it should be closed down. I personally overruled that advice and brought in Robert Francis to begin the detailed inquiry of what went wrong. Now, that is not the action of an individual who is trying to push away the problems, who only wants good news. And I fundamentally reject the suggestion that that is what we were trying to do.
But you see, it's not just Sir Brian, is it? I don't know whether you heard Professor Ashton, John Ashton, President of the Faculty of Public Health, who was himself a Director of Public Health for many years. And he said much the same thing as Sir Brian has been saying now. He said, not just during your administration, incidentally, he said for 30 years, politicians have been totally obsessed with targets. They wanted to present the best possible picture, and they weren't looking at what was actually going on. They were looking at what they wanted to be going on.
Well, let's be clear about why targets were introduced. When we came in 1997, the NHS was in an appalling condition. People were dying because they couldn't get into hospital. They were dying on NHS waiting lists. Accident and emergency departments were in utter chaos. Targets were introduced to give patients access to the system. So it's just not possible to say that targets were introduced for our purposes, to make us look good. Targets were introduced to bring some focus and some discipline to the NHS. Every individual a clear sense of what they are entitled to when they walk across the door of the National Health Service. Improved care in the NHS.
Well, that of course is what's arguable, isn't it? Because the allegation is that when you got statistics then, when you were presented with facts that showed death rates were higher than they should have been, those facts were ignored.
Well, I've already said to you in this interview, that is precisely wrong. In late 2009, Dr. Foster published mortality data on all hospitals in England, and it led to specific action being taken in respect of Basildon Hospital. I made a statement to the House of Commons days after, describing the action that we were taking, but also saying we would now order an in-depth review of all hospitals in England. And that led to warnings being put in place on five hospitals before the general election.
Well, in that
now,
case,
five of those hospitals are in the 14 being considered by Sir Bruce Keogh. And I put it to you, John, that standards at those five hospitals, and indeed all 14, have deteriorated markedly on this government's watch. What is interesting here is the government spin has tried to make this a whole issue to do with the past, Labour. In fact, the Keogh review is based on data from this government's time in office. What has happened to these 14 hospitals in the last 3 years? And I find it interesting, actually, that the BBC is not focusing on that particular point.
You're here. I mean, you're answering the point, of course. It's not a question of what the BBC is focusing on. We're reporting what is going on. And you have sitting next to you, instead of putting it to me, put it to Sir Brian Jarman.
I'm going to put it to you that the Keogh report.
Sir Brian Jarman, who is sitting next to you.
The Keogh report will focus on what's happening, has happened in the NHS now.
Right,
because
so
it's
Brian,
based on the mortality ratio for 2011 and 2012. All 14 hospitals now are missing their A&E target. That wasn't the case when we left government. Seven of these trusts have made over 1,100 cuts to nursing jobs. Now, that is the reality. This government ignored the warnings that I left behind on five of these trusts, and standards have fallen at these hospitals on the coalition's watch.
Sir Brian.
Looking at the overall death rates of these 14 hospitals from 2005, Andy is quite correct that there hasn't been a significant drop, but there's been a small drop in the last 2 years. With regard to, if I may comment, on Basildon, I was on the Today programme on the 27th of November 2009. It was pointed out that the government data said that Basildon was good. Our data said that they were appalling, the worst in the country, and they had just then gone and inspected and found that they actually were appalling. Now, if you take in terms of covering up, there was an email which was put out, and it's Sir Bruce Keogh's put it into the public inquiry. It's not from him or to him, but it was in 30th April of 2009 to respond to the Healthcare Commission's report, and it was the line to take, and it went to Ben Bradshaw, who was the Minister of State, and it said what to say, and it says, if pushed, DH role, Department of Health role, say that the first Dr. Foster report was published in 2007. Later on in the email, it says the good hospital guide, which is the Dr. Foster report with the hospital death rates, was first published in 2001. This is an instruction to the Minister of State to say something which is not correct.
All right.
He knew
Andy
that,
but
he knew that it was
Francis
published every
inquiry.
Year.
He knew
the
it was
Francis
incorrect.
Inquiry looked in detail at the actions of the previous government.
It
looked
at
the paperwork.
Correct.
It wasn't put to me. I can't answer for papers that weren't put to me. But it looked at all of the actions, the decisions of the previous ministers, and it said that it found no evidence that ministers acted incorrectly or did anything wrong. Now, what we have here is a political attempt to rewrite the Francis report, to throw all of the blame at the last government, and it simply isn't good enough. Because what we have seen is that at all 14 hospitals in the Keogh Review, standards have fallen on the coalition's watch. I believe this government is portraying the NHS in as negative light as it possibly can. I believe it has an agenda around privatisation, marketisation of the NHS. I just believe more focus needs to be put on that. What is this government doing, holding it accountable for what has happened at these trusts, and making sure that there is improvement? And if I think the public want a solution, don't they? And the solution I will put forward this week is, let's all get behind the Francis recommendations, particularly on safe staffing. That is a way forward that surely we can all unite around, and that is what the government should do.
Andy Burnham, Professor Sir Brian Drum, thank you both very much indeed.